This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome, folks. It is indeed the Ray Program. Glad to have you on board. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number if you'd like to check us out. Dial us up. Pretty simple. 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com, which we'll get to in about 20 minutes or so. Maybe a little bit more than that. But we try to get to as many emails as we possibly can. Just go to raylucia.com, click on the Ask Ray button. Big show planned for you today. I want to review J.P. Morgan's 7 principles for successful long-term investing. There's some good stuff in here, most of which I agree with. I also want to get to an article that I saw. Here we go. Why chasing returns is especially dangerous for retirees. A little more academic work. And we've talked about this many times before. How chasing returns is dangerous, period. But for a retiree, it could be a very, very unfortunate situation. But I start today with J.P. Morgan Chase's number one principle for successful long-term retirement: plan on living a long time. Why today's retirement savers face what we call in the biz a longevity gap. Sit back, folks, relax. It is the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. Well, you've heard the saying, the rich, they get richer, right? Well, that may be because they actually live longer. It's true. There's a growing disparity, so says Jeff Bukhari. There's a growing disparity in the total retirement benefits that high and low income earners will receive over their lifetimes. According to a brand new study detailed from the National Bureau of Economic Research, the NBER, as it were. The study found that overall, higher income retirees can expect to receive over $130,000 more in 2009 dollars than those on the lower end of the income spectrum, simply because higher earners tend to live longer. Adjusted for inflation, that amounts to about $150,000. Stunning number, isn't it? You hear about income inequality? This is where some of it derives from. Rich people live longer. There are lots of reasons for that. I'm sure you can figure it out on your own. A 50-year-old man, he goes on, in 2010, whose lifetime income put him in the top 20%, could expect to live 7 years longer than the same man would have lived 30 years earlier. Think about that. If you're 30 years away from retirement and you're in the top 20% of income earners and things don't improve, actuarially speaking, they stay the same. And you're expected to live to 88 years old today, you're up at 95 already. And that's before one iota of improvement in longevity because of healthcare, etc. This is based on the last 30 years, which have been pretty stunning in terms of, you know, the research that's been done on cancer and heart disease and so forth. But a 50-year-old man in the bottom 20% of earners in 2010 could actually expect to live a slightly shorter life than his 1980 counterpart. Man, that is a frightening thought. Poor people will live a shorter life expectancy today than they would have 30 years ago, retiring 30 years ago, whereas rich people will live on average 7 years longer. A lot of that has to do with conditions and healthcare and no doubt how you live and so forth. And I don't know what the answer is. The answer, you know, tax the rich people more and give it to the poor people. Does that work? Has it ever worked in society? I don't know. The widening longevity gap is having a pronounced effect on the distribution of retirement benefits the government doles out. In 1980, such benefits, which include Social Security, federal disability insurance, supplemental security income, Medicare, and Medicaid, didn't differ all that much between the two demographics, the rich and the poor. Those at the top received more from Social Security, while those at the bottom received more from disability insurance, supplemental security, Social Security income, Medicaid, and the two roughly evened out. But by 2010, a huge rift had emerged as longer lives meant more Social Security payouts for those at the top. The study looked at several solutions that could help stem the growing inequality in benefit distribution. One way to mitigate the problem, obviously, is to raise the normal retirement age to 70. I'm all for that. I know a lot of people are going to say that I'm an idiot, but I do believe that with this expanded life expectancy, and especially for rich people, that raising the Social Security age would actually be a good thing from a number of different standpoints, not the least of which is young people are living a lot longer than we are going to live based on when we were age, you know, 12, 15, 18 years old, 20 years old. Such a move, he goes on, would reduce benefits for everyone since 3 years would be shaved off of their collection. But the reduction in benefits would be nearly twice as large for those at the top as it would be for those at the bottom. So it's tantamount to taxing the rich more. Doesn't necessarily feel like a tax, but it is. It's a cut in benefits. I got news for you. Whether Donald Trump is going to be the one to cut Social Security benefits, which he claims he will not, it will be somebody, and it will happen before 2034. You will see, in my opinion, a combination of higher taxes and reduced benefits. One of those reduced benefits is clearly raising the Social Security age. Another one may be a change in the way we calculate inflation. And all of these have been on the table for a few years now, but nobody has the political guts to actually tackle this. Trump's got the political guts to tackle it, I think, but he doesn't have the belief that we need to do it because he believes that his economy, with tax cuts at the corporate rate and the personal rate and infrastructure spending, is going to grow the economy so much that will pay for that Social Security with higher tax receipts. I'm no mathematician, but based on my research, I think that one's a pipe dream. I really do. And I think that sooner or later, this will have to be addressed. So there you have it. Social Security pays a lot more money, and the government pays out a lot more money to rich people than to poor people. Rich people, by and large, are healthier, and the longevity speaks to that. Now, here is a strategy. If you are higher income, you would be a fool not to use adverse selection to your benefit. What do I mean by that? Well, annuities. They're offered to everybody. They don't underwrite annuities by and large. So if you are in a higher income bracket and are healthier, you're likely to live 7, 10, 12 years longer than the life expectancy that the insurance companies are using for their annuity tables. You get to game the system legally. So there's a tip for higher income professionals and business owners. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to chat about that. Email's also coming up at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We're going to check in with J.P. Morgan's 7 Principles for Long-Term Investing next.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. J.P. Morgan came out with their principles for successful long-term investing. And I think there's some really, really good stuff in here that I think we should discuss. You know that I'm a huge believer of investing over long time horizons. Now, here's where the rub is. My definition of long is way different than most people in the business's definition of long. Traders think 6 months is a long time. Some think 6 days or 6 hours is a long time. I don't even think 6 years is a long enough time horizon when it comes to investing in volatile asset classes. But let's go through these seven principles. Principle number one is plan on living a long time. There's a reason why I covered this longevity gap in the last segment, because their number one recommendation is for you to plan on living a long time. Remember, based on today's statistics, off the top of my head statistics, you have an approximate 50% chance, if you're a married couple, that one or the other of you will live to age 92, and a 25% chance one or the other of you will make it to age 97. And that's based on what we know today. So managing longevity risk, absolutely critical. And all the stuff that goes along with it, healthcare and so forth. If you don't address those, you are shortchanging your own retirement. And therefore, your goals, if you want to leave money to the kids or leave money to a spouse. Okay, let's go to number two. This is the J.P. Morgan principles for successful long-term investing. Cash isn't always king. In fact, cash is rarely king unless the market totally collapses on you. In order for you to have raised a bunch of cash in advance of a market collapse means you'd have to time the market. And I've done tons of shows demonstrating with academic research that it is next to impossible to time the market to raise the cash. Now, there are ways for you to raise some capital with reverse mortgages and lines of credit. Would I recommend individuals doing that? Probably not. Even though if the market dropped by 50% and you could pull 200 grand out of a reverse mortgage, it might be one of the best investments you'd ever make if you could find the bottom. And even if you couldn't find the bottom, over the next 5 or 10 years, it's very likely that that $200,000 would turn into $300,000 or $400,000, but you could easily pay back the reverse mortgage. So that's a strategy to be discussed with your own advisor and based on your own particular circumstances. But The better strategy, in my mind, is to have an asset allocation that includes non-correlating investments in the alternative space that may not react the way stocks react, that may not react the way bonds react. Think for a moment about a rental property. Jim Stewart's here. You have rental properties. Pretend for a moment that you own your five or whatever rental properties with zero mortgage on them, okay? Now, I know you wouldn't do that because you like leverage and that's how you make real money in the stock market. But I'm not talking about real money here. I'm talking about sustaining an income. So you rent these properties out, you're getting, you know, net $2,000 a month off of each of these tenants after you pay the expenses. You got 10 grand a month coming in. How worried are you about the stock market crashing?
Not worried at all.
Not worried at all. Now, how worried are you about the real estate market crashing? Probably not that worried.
Not that worried, but real estate does have cycles.
Sure.
And so, and in this particular case, in the recent history, last 20 years, that cycle has been counter to the stock market. So when stocks went down, my portfolio went down, real estate was up. But I did have a dip in real estate, but stocks were up.
But the dip was in your, in, you had to reassess. Yeah. First of all, if I signed a lease, then I'm obligated to pay that lease payment. Now, I could walk out of my lease and you got to sue me and all that stuff. You don't want that hassle. So maybe you have to reduce your rents by 10% or 5% or even 20%. It's not the end of the world.
And it's a very short period of time.
And it's a short period of time. So the alternative space, and by the way, if you're 35 or 45, I believe in leverage too. Not overly levered, but leverage is a good thing in real estate. But as you get older, you might not be comfortable with having as much in the way of mortgages. I know you've done some work over the last few years in reducing your debt on these properties, sold a few, et cetera, and you're trying to, you know, lessen your retirement risk because,
exactly. Just
because you're not making jack working here. yeah. All right, let's move on to the next one. That is so important, though, because what Jim said is most of the time, doesn't happen all the time, but most of the time when the market's collapsing on one side, it may be because we have, you know, runaway inflation and interest rates have just gone up. Guess what? If you have no mortgage or a fixed rate mortgage, how worried are you about interest rates going up? Not at all. And if interest rates are going up, they're probably going up because the Fed is raising them. And the Fed's raising them because why? Because we have the unemployment rate dipping to full employment and inflation. So therefore, if you have inflation, people with real estate have a big old smile on their face. Number three, harness the power of dividends and compounding. Here's the illustration that they gave. An initial investment of $10,000 in the Standard & Poor's 500 Price Return Index would have grown to over $200,000 since 1970. But if dividend payments were included, reinvested and allowed to compound over time, that same $10,000 investment would be worth more than $1 million today. Now you know why I have said for years, anything you put in your long-term growth stock bucket, the volatile one, dividends should be reinvested. Don't live off the dividends, at least not initially. You can always do that 15 years later. But reinvesting your dividends gives you the ability to compound, and actually, you're fine with a stock market crash because you still get your dividends, and the dividends get to buy shares. So if you're not retired, dividend reinvesting is good. And if you are retired, as long as you've got 10 or 15 years worth of safe income from alternative sources, allowing the stock market to reinvest over 15 years, heck, 15, 16 years from now in retirement, if you want to use your dividends to live on, I'm fine with that. Okay, we'll finish these up on the other side of the break. Coming up, Avoid emotional biases by sticking to a plan. We'll be back.
Did you know that 34% of Americans didn't use any of their vacation days last year? That is crazy. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
On Tripping.com, we bring together 10 million properties from the world's most trusted sites, making it easy to compare places, compare prices, and find the perfect vacation rental.
So check out Tripping.com today and take those hard-earned vacation days.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
Back in action here on the Ray Program, 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails will be coming up momentarily at raylucia.com. Today, we're talking about the principles for successful long-term investing. And we got these from J.P. Morgan. They're actually really good. And they do a good job in analyzing and articulating these. And I'm on number four. Avoid emotional biases by sticking to a plan. You know, I've said for years, and so many other people have, is you don't necessarily need a brilliant financial advisor or stock picker or market strategist. You need a good shrink to make money in the stock market. Somebody to talk you off the ledge. Somebody to get you to stick with your plan. Because we are hardwired to run for the hills, that fear component that we all have, the component to survive. We think things are going to get a lot worse before they get better. Dalbar's study, the one titled Quantitative Analysis of Investor Behavior, estimated over the last 20 years, the average investor achieved a scant 2.1% annualized rate of return compared to more than 7% in a 60-40 stock bond portfolio, thanks in part to badly timed and often emotionally driven investment decisions. And I'll explain how those emotionally driven investment decisions work. Let's go back to 2007, October of 2007, at the market peak. You have the Standard & Poor's 500, which is the 500 large U.S. companies by and large. Then you have a 40-60 mix of bonds over stocks and a 60-40 mix of stocks over bonds. Forget real estate and other non-correlating alternatives. Just those three simple allocations. By around October of, no, excuse me, by March of 2009, if you had $100,000, you started with an October 2007. By March of 2009, you had about 43,000 left in the S&P 500. In the 60-40 mix, you had about, call it 70,000 or so. And in the 40-60 mix, you had about 80,000 or so. So you lost less. Would you have pushed the panic button having lost 57% of your money? A lot of people would have. They might not have if they only lost 20% of their money. Now here's what's interesting. By November of 2009, we're talking about 2 years and a month. By November of 2009, the 40-60 portfolio got back to even. If you can't wait 2 years, you shouldn't be an investor. By October of 2010, again, 11 months later, the 60-40 portfolio got back to even. But it took until March of 2012 for the Standard & Poor's 500 to get back to where it started almost 5 years earlier. That's a pretty big setback. And it took literally until about February of 2016 or March of 2016 for the Standard & Poor's 500 to be back in the top position, where all stocks beat a combination of stocks and bonds. Now, which of those portfolios would cause you to want to abandon your plan quickest? And that's what you want to avoid. Most retirees should start their retirement with no more than, say, 40% in volatile stocks. Now, I don't care if it's 60% or 70% 15 years later. What I care about is a big decline early in retirement. We'll have to talk about that one on another show. Number four, avoid emotional biases and sticking to a plan. You see this all the time. We have a home country bias. We don't buy internationally because we're in the United States. What do we want with European stocks or emerging markets? Not a good idea. And then familiarity bias. You know, I live in San Diego. Qualcomm's right across the street from where we're broadcasting from. I want to own a lot of Qualcomm. I think Qualcomm's a great company. But I don't want to basically own that stock at the expense of not owning other good quality stocks. There's plenty of great companies coming out of the Silicon Valley. There are great companies coming out of the Seattle, Washington, Redmond area. You know, there's Microsoft and Starbucks and all those good companies. I want to own them all. Number five, volatility is normal. Don't let it derail you. You know, I've talked about this so much that volatility is good. It gets the speculators the heck out. It gets them out and allows for new pricing anomalies. So if your money is being managed by a professional money manager, the speculators that freak out when their markets are volatile creates buying opportunities for money managers. You just be patient and let your mutual fund manager or your separate account manager do their thing. Because when the market goes down, has it ever not come back? Has the market ever not come back over a long time period? Answer, no. It always comes back and creates new record highs. It's just a question of time. That's what you need to manage, your time horizon. And you've heard me talk about 15-year cycles and why that's critically important for a retiree. Next, number five. Oh, I did number five. Volatility is normal. Don't let it derail you. Number six, staying invested matters. We've talked about if you miss, you know, the 10 best days, the 20 best days, you get destroyed. Well, here's what they said in this example. If you invested in the Standard & Poor's 500 January 2nd, 1996, by December 31, 2015, you earned 8.18% in the Standard & Poor's 500. If you missed 10 days, 4.49%. Got cut in half. 10 days. Let's see. That's what, 20 years? 20 years, 10 days, your return's cut in half. So a $10,000 investment, instead of being worth almost 50 grand, is worth 24 grand. If you miss the 20 best days, you're down to 2%. You miss the 30 best days, you're underwater by 0.05%. 40 days, you lost 2%. 50 days, you lost almost 4%. In 60 days, you lost 5.33% on your money. So your 10,000 bucks is worth 3 grand if you missed 60 days in 20 years. That's 3 days a year. And you lost 70% of your investment, as opposed to having your investment almost quintuple. Need I say more? Staying invested matters. There's no doubt about it. And then finally, as we have discussed, diversification works. And as I've said numerous times on this program, diversification doesn't have to be scientific. It's nice if you have these optimization software programs and all of the fancy-dancy things that investment advisors use. But it doesn't have to really be rocket science. There are a couple of things that we know. You should have large company stocks and small company stocks. They should be of the growth and value vintage. You should have real estate. You should have a certain component in bonds or bond alternatives. And you want to design your investment strategy around mitigating risk first. The risk of deflation on one side of the barbell, the risk of inflation on the other side of the barbell. And then let your diversified portfolio do what it has done historically for the past couple of hundred years. And that is, it grows and goes up usually 8 to 11% per year in stocks, 3 to 5% in bonds, real estate somewhere between the two. We'll be back.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Spicy Crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger in a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs, tax extra.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-848-2370. That's 800-848-2370.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Biz Talk Radio.
I am the walrus. I'm like a sophomore in high school. And what was going around then at the end of this song, you hear that smoke pot, everybody smoke pot or something like that. And everybody was thinking, well, that's what they're saying. So it's okay to smoke pot because John Lennon says so. Very good. Play that a little louder at the end there. welcome back, folks. All the stoners at least said that. I was one of the jocks, so we didn't get into that pot stuff, but friends have told me Jim Stewart. No, just kidding. I don't know anything about when you were in high school, and I'm not going to ask you.
I don't remember.
A don't ask, don't tell policy. Okay, let's hit it, boys. I got some emails I got to get to. We'll start with Carl. Carl Wilson of the Beach Boys, maybe. I've been told that I will likely get a big $100,000 bonus this year. Maybe it is Carl Wilson. They are on tour, you know, with Brian. What can I do now to better prepare for this? Oh, Lord. Well, the good thing is you're getting a bonus. The bad thing is if you're employed by someone, there's really not a lot you can do. You max out on your 401k for sure. If you have a wife, Carl, and your wife has a 401k, you max out on that. But as far as pre-tax money is concerned, you may not have any other alternative. Now, if you have a spouse that doesn't work or doesn't have a 401k, and you make less than a couple hundred thousand dollars, you may be able to do a deductible spousal IRA. If you're self-employed, I got all kind of tricks we can do that are pretty, pretty cool if you're going to remain self-employed for the next couple of years. You may recall the other day I went through something like this with incorporating the business and doing defined benefit plans and taking way less salary. And depending on your age, you could really sock a lot of money away pre-tax. But programs like that, you got to stick with for a few years. Otherwise, you get on the wrong side of Uncle Sam. So I know, Jim, there are a lot of people that sell tax shelters. I'm just not big and keen on a lot of tax shelters. You know, there's oil shelters and there's low-income housing shelters and conservation easements and stuff that are routinely sold. Many of them may be very, very good. It's just not something that most people that would tune into this show would be interested or should be interested in. If you're really super wealthy, maybe.
Yeah, the big problem is a lot of those will come back to bite you. And all of a sudden, yeah, now you've got a compound problem.
Yeah. So, Carl, wish I could be more help, my friend. But the good news is you're getting $100,000 bonus. And if you are Carl Wilson, you need a really good, you know, Mike Love replacement, I could do it. I could hold my nose and sing like a Beach Boy. Derek, What allocation model would you use for my 15-year-old son compared to what you would recommend for me at age 50? Wow. I might recommend you guys have the same allocation. How's that grab you? Because I don't know you. I don't know when you're going to retire. I don't know if this is money that you're never, if you're saving this money to leave to your 15-year-old kid, why would your allocation be any different? Have you thought about that? You know, all these people that say, well, you know, you must reduce your stock allocation as you grow older. Well, how do you know that? Did you ask me what my goal was? Here's my answer. My goal is to leave this stock allocation to my 12 and a half year old and under grandkids, all five of them. What asset allocation should I have? Well, Ray, you're in your 60s. You should have only 20 or 30% stock. You weren't listening, dude or dudette. I just told you this money is going to 12-year-olds and under. Their time horizon's another 50-plus years. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know, Derek. Now, if your money is designed for your own retirement income, then there would be a difference. What I would do for you is I would work backwards and say, when are you going to retire? 10 years from now? Well, 10 years from now, you're going to need at least 5 to 15 years of spendable income. How much is going to be determined by you, Carl, not me. And it's going to have to do with how aggressive or conservative you want to be. Because I want to buy you the next 15 years for any money in the stock market to leave it untouched by human hands, period. Or a robo hand, for that matter. So you've got other monies to live on. Presumably, that's your job for the next 10 years. And then for the next 5 years, at least, from your portfolio. So I have some safe money. Maybe I'll have laddered bonds that start in the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th year. And that goes in its own little silo or bucket. And then the rest of the money, I diversify in stocks, alternatives, annuities, and all the other stuff that we talk about. It's a tad more sophisticated than just simply drawing a pie chart, as many people do. Jim in California, maybe this is Jim Stewart. I'm in California. I've listened to your comments about forming an LLC. Is this worth it, even with the $800 minimum tax? Yeah, all the folks outside of California that don't have to pay $800 for an LLC are blessed and very fortunate. Here in California, it's 800 smackaroos to the state of California for every LLC.
Every year.
Every one of them.
Every year.
Every year. And it does, you know, apply toward any state income tax, but that's, you know, not really that big of a deal. So it's worth maybe $500 or $600, but it still costs you money. It's an insurance policy, you know? It's all about insurance. I had a friend. He died, but he didn't die because of this. He was worth mega millions. I've told this study before. He bought an apartment building. He didn't put it in an LLC. The apartment building was in Northridge, California. Northridge, California suffered a very, very bad earthquake, and his apartment building was one of the ones you saw on television where people died in the earthquake. Even though it was all up to spec, even though it was all up to code, it didn't matter because in a court of law, the owner gets screwed. Mega Millions to nothing. Zero. Which is why he ended up being my real estate partner, because we ended up doing some deals together over the ensuing years, and he kind of recovered, but never to the extent that he was. Had he had that property in an LLC, his other assets might have been shielded, probably would have been. I'm out of time. God bless. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.